Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That makes me think of Austin. Meanwhile, there's been a Ron Cook sighting in Pittsburgh, Donnie.
What?
Yes.
That's like a Bigfoot sighting.
Yes.
You have to file that with the Bigfoot people. Was it really a Bigfoot? Was it really a Ron Cook?
I saw a blurry picture. No,
I saw a guy taking free drinks from the bar.
There was. There's been a Ron Cook sighting in Pittsburgh. I was told by Denise Suba. What's her official title here, Donnie? What'd you say?
Oh, don't put me on the spot like that, Joe.
I mean, she's one of our big, she runs the sales department, right? Is that fair to say? I don't know what she does. She's been here.
Something executive, right?
Yeah, she's an executive. She's an Odyssey executive, and a friend of hers spotted Ron Cook at Domenico's. Thoughts?
Denise is the creative sales and marketing strategist, Joe.
Yeah, I knew that. Thoughts on Ron being spotted and not getting in touch with us?
Well, I mean, he wasn't going to get in touch with me, but you, he worked with for years. You would have thought it was, hey, Joe, I'll be in town.
Feels mildly hurtful. Yeah.
Now, will that incline you to reach out to him? Like, hey, buddy, heard you were in town.
No.
You didn't say a word to me.
No.
Didn't want to grab a drink. You didn't want to grab lunch.
Little jurgle stop. Maybe go to Shooters. I don't know.
Visit Mr. Hester.
Maybe go to Mr. Hester's. Maybe go to Devin Hester's and talk about the greatest punt returners of all time. No, I hope Dom and Ron are doing well. All right. I'm ready.
Well, thank you, Joe.
What is this, Bechtold's Breakdown?
This is the Bechtold Breakdown, appropriately named not so much today. So I've got a bevy of topics that you guys can throw around here. First one is a streak that came to an end last night. I'm sure you heard about LeBron James' streak of scoring 10 points in a game going all the way back to 2007. It ended with 8 points last night against the Houston Rockets. Is that an impressive streak? And do you think we will see anything of that nature upcoming in our lifetime?
Is it impressive? He scored double digits in like thousands of games since 2007.
1,297.
It reminds me of Sid's point per game streak. I mean, it's more than just longevity with these guys. And I remember a long time ago, Donnie, being over at the Civic Arena. Sid had already broken in. LeBron was about to break in with the Cavs, and they had an exhibition game at the arena. And I interviewed him. We all did. A bunch of people interviewed him. And he was talking about Crosby. Like, they were the two big things. My God, I was like in my 30s practically then. It's ridiculous how long they've been around.
Isn't it kind of amazing, too? Like, think back to how long ago that was, and think back to the ages of both of those guys. They were 18 years old.
Yeah.
And they were about to be the budding stars in their respective sports. And not only did they live up to the hype, but I would say they exceeded the hype. Like, they were very, very hyped.
I was in my 30s now that I think about it. Are you 30 yet?
I just turned 30 about a month and a half ago.
I was you when they broke in. You're going to be me, which is a horrible thought. If somebody else breaks in right now, like Gavin McKenna, by the end of their career, Donnie, you'll be me.
Right. Like, and just think about, LeBron was 18, Sid was 18, and Sid went on to become, I would say a top 3 to 5 player all time.
And so did LeBron.
And LeBron absolutely is very much in conversation of the greatest in his sport of all time.
I mean, I would say two of the great examples of guys who came in with maybe the highest expectations ever in their respective sports, maybe. And not only did they live up to it, they surpassed it, both of them. That's pretty phenomenal.
I mean, how many guys, you said the amount of games there, Sean.
1,297.
Think about the amount of guys that never even played that many games in the NBA. And that was his streak of scoring 10-plus points.
All right, I got one for you, Donnie. It's unreal. The more impressive streak, Sid, a point per game for all, what is it, 19? Oh, how many seasons is it now? 20?
Yeah, I mean, he's done it.
Or LeBron, double-digit scoring in 1,200 straight games. Which is more impressive?
See, I want to say Sid because it's every single season of his career, whereas like this streak for LeBron picked up in 07, so he was a few years in at this point.
I know,
point.
But to do it every night.
Right.
The big thing is you can't get thrown out of a game early. You can't roll an ankle and miss the rest of a game.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
You can't already have your team up by 40 points at half.
I think it is LeBron's just because it requires an every single game effort to like some degree of him getting 10 plus. I mean, we've seen, you're going to have your hockey games where Sid doesn't score a point, but then the next game he'll score 4. The next game he'll score 3.
Right.
He'll score maybe 1 or none the game after that, then he'll score 5. Like, he's able to brush out that average over the course of 82, whereas this is individual game. It's not averaging 10 points. It is scoring 10-plus points in every single game. Yeah,
crazy.
I'm going to flip it. I think it's LeBron's. That's
crazy.
Nuts. Every single game.
Some little notes with that. Cooper Flagg was 15 days old when the streak started.
And his hands were still bigger than Kenny Pickett's.
Bronny was 2 years old, his son.
And he was still taller than limits.
And our president was George W. Bush.
Wow.
It feels like a long, long time ago. By the way, I don't know if you saw how the game ended. He had 8 points. The ball in his hand gave it up to, I believe, Rui Hachimura for a game-winning shot.
Oh, for a game winner?
Yeah, yes. And the guy hit it.
So if he had called his own number
trying to extend that streak.
I have
an opinion on that. This guy caught all kinds of crap early in his career when he wouldn't just take shots late in games, like he'd pass to the open guy. Whatever you think of LeBron, want to say about LeBron, I'll say this. He shows up and he plays hard. Him and Steph Curry both know people are in the seats to watch them all the time. So they show up and they play the right way. Great examples for any basketball player out there. Those
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Thank you, Donnie.
Don't want to spend too much time involving NBA, but this will translate over to other sports as well. The Cleveland Cavaliers have been fined $250,000 for their second violation of player participation rule, meaning they have notable players who are sitting out games without legitimate injuries, yeah. Something that basketball has implemented because it became basically an epidemic that star players were sitting out a handful of games every year for no reason other than rest, load management, if you will. Does this work, this rule, and would you like to see it in maybe Major League Baseball when you see once or twice a week star players sitting out pretty much every single Sunday, they're not in the lineup?
So wait, they got in trouble for load management, more or less?
Yes. I believe they've tried to set it up that if you're on a national TV game, they don't play back-to-backs, things of that nature, to avoid this happening. But if you're sitting star players for no reason other than rest, there are potential fines, and that's happened now twice to the Cavaliers.
I'll let you start with this one, Joe.
I just got handed a piece of paper. I'm not sure I care about this one. No offense, Sean.
That's okay. We can move on to another one.
I have one for you.
Yes.
That's because I got handed a news bulletin. Ross Dellinger from Yahoo Sports. Penn State is in the final stages of negotiations to make Matt Campbell its new coach, sources tell Yahoo Sports. What do you guys make of this?
The Iowa State man.
The Iowa State
man. Well, Sean's the Penn Stater.
Here you go, Sean.
Well, first off, it's putting him in a tough spot because everyone now at this point realizes he was nowhere close to the top choice. He wasn't even the second choice, probably. Maybe not even the third.
He wasn't in the top 20 choices.
Well, you had Corey Geiger on yesterday.
Yeah.
He said Cignetti pretty clearly was their number one option. And then they maybe had some other guys that they are going to circle back on. So I wonder if Campbell's one of those guys that they maybe initially contemplated and then tried going for the BYU coach.
Well, the BYU coach was late. I would say this was not among their top 15 choices, but go ahead.
Everything that I've seen, including I believe Corey Geiger said this as well, is this is about as good as they could have realistically expected for a college coach this late in the process with all the guys they've already struck out with. I still thought maybe the NFL route was the way they were going to go, but it became apparent they were not going to keep Terry Smith. That was not going to work out. So it was kind of a no-win situation, and from what I heard, Campbell's done really good things with a program that has almost no football tradition. Sounds a little bit like James Franklin when he's at Vanderbilt. That said, I don't think he's going to replicate Franklin's success, certainly not right off the bat. It's going to be a few down years, I think, before Penn State gets back to being a consistent top 10 team.
I mean, the last 3 years at Iowa State, 7-6, they went to the Liberty Bowl. 11-3 last year, they went to the Pop-Tarts Bowl and won, which is quickly
they got the toaster,
which is quickly becoming my new favorite bowl game. And this past season, 8-4, so they're going to go to a bowl game again. And to Sean's point, he took over this program about a decade ago, and it's been mostly good things. A couple of bad seasons mixed in there, sure. Like his first year when he was trying to get them off the ground, they went 3-9. They went 4-8 in 2022, but they've almost always been a 7-plus win team, a bowl eligible team. If you can do that at a place like Iowa State, I feel like in the same vein as Franklin when he was at Vanderbilt, you know, what can you do when you have a lot of other resources around you financially?
Yeah, I hear that.
In terms of recruiting, coaching.
I don't know, man. I do hear that, but this doesn't really strike me as a home run hire. His biggest win in the last 5 years, he got a Pop-Tart toaster, Ronnie. I mean, done. You know, he's gone 8-4 this year. He did go 11-3, 7-6, 4-8, 7-6, 7-6. This is Pat Narduzzi they just hired.
It does have a pretty similar resume.
Not bad, and not an easy place to win. But last I checked, let's not move the goalposts here. They just got rid of a guy because he couldn't win the big games. They got rid of a guy who was in the national semifinals last year, and I agreed with them getting rid of him. But you bring in somebody right now, he better be in that national championship game within a couple of years. Would you agree?
I think they got the best remaining option.
Yeah.
That they had because they were looking silly.
I still think NFL was the route to go. I thought Joe Brady might have been a potential guy they could have gone after.
The best available option, though, Donnie, that's like saying, you know, 48 hours after my Thanksgiving spread, the best available option was, you know, a couple buns and a few green beans, you know?
That's kind of what it fell into.
It did, I know.
Because they saw option after option either go elsewhere or stay put and get a raise.
I'm sure people will be all over this guy. It's, you know, great. You know, this was a great hire, because that's how it is with college coaches. They get people think Matt Rhule would have been a good pick.
He hasn't won any big games.
No.
He has a similar, if not worse, resume in those marquee matchups to James Franklin.
So who knows? I guess this is, does it beat Terry Smith?
I mean, I guess so. It seemed like a lot of people at the school wanted Terry Smith, though. A lot of the donors did. And it was starting to turn the tide and feel like it would be.
Yeah. I thought so, too. That it would be him on like a 2-year deal.
I mean, I'm glad that we don't have to act as if like Penn State just hit a home run here, though. Like, I'm not going to say that it was.
God, no. They struck out 97 yeah. times. Maybe they will hit a home run, but only after leading the league in strikeouts.
Because my only other fear was that they would somehow convince like Urban Meyer to come out of retirement and coach their football team. Because no matter what you think of that dude as a person, he is one of the best college football coaches of this century. So if they pull that guy out of nowhere, yeah. then I would have been a little bit worried. But I mean, the amount of guys that they missed on and now have to settle. Like, it's a settling feeling for them.
Yeah.
And it was enjoyable for everybody coming from the outside that is not a Penn State fan. It was enjoyable for me. I don't know. I don't even know where you come down on it. You said you have, like, a stepson that went there. Sean yeah. went there.
I didn't. Not enjoyable for me. Comical, yes.
Yeah.
Good fodder for sports talk radio. But I have nothing against Penn State at
to
all.
To see people, like, limit squirm a little bit.
Yeah. I like that, too. 50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group. Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions, mostly cloudy with a high of Jack Sawyer, 33 degrees. Now, next, what y'all came for, a Ravens-Steelers quiz show. Me against Donnie, Donnie against me. I think you're up 6 or 7-2, but I still have a chance, but I have to win this week. We'll do that next on a Donnie Football Friday. It's Pomp and Joe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.